The primary next Tuesday will narrow the number of candidates down to four. Only two seats are open. One of those is incumbent Cindy Matsumoto, and she is looking to be elected to another four-year term and joins me in the studio. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
So tell us about yourself if people don't know you.
Well, I've lived in town for right around 21 years. We raised our three children here. All three of our girls graduated from Park City High School. Two remain in town, one working in Park City and one working down in Salt Lake, so they've been able to make it work. And then I'm proud to say that one of those has given me a grandchild that lives in Park City, so I'm very invested family-wise in Park City. And then also, I've been privileged to be a business owner in Park City for 12 years. I am co-owner of Right at Home, the furniture consignment and design store in Iron Horse, and it's just been a wonderful experience to have a business in the Iron Horse District and to be so welcomed by the community. And then the rest of the time, I enjoy Park City like everybody else does, on the trails or just sitting on my deck or in my garden. So
yeah, where do you live in town? What area?
I live in Park Meadows.
All right, but you've spent a lot of time, I know, working with the Park City Historical Society. So that
I have been on the board. I don't even know how many years, but I was board president during the decision to expand the museum and continue to be on the board now, and I'm very proud of the success of the History Museum and what it brings to downtown Main Street.
So why did you decide to run for another 4 years? And I mean, the pat answer is, of course, oh, I want to see the projects through. But, you know, like I told Alex the other day, it's like you could say that every election because there's always a new project to see through.
Right.
But I mean, why? I mean, what's the charm or the lure?
Well, I have to say the charm and the lure is that it's very interesting, it's exciting, and it's very challenging. So personally, that's an allure, and just being invested personally with my family here and my business here, and this is, I feel that this is my hometown, and so I love my hometown just like, you know, everybody else that lives here. So I feel like I have the skills that will, you know, help develop us over the next 4 years, and I think those skills are that I am committed to the goals of having preserving our natural environment and our sense of community in our small town. And I think I've proven that in the past 4 years, and I will continue with those goals. And I also think that I've gained a lot of experience and knowledge, and so I think that will benefit Park City over the past 4 years. And then also I think I have the personality that I'm willing to listen to people. I'm open, and I feel that I'm very fair, so I like to, I think I treat people fairly, projects fairly, and there was one other great thing about me, but I can't think of it right now.
Well, certainly, one of your opponents, Mary Windsor, says she thinks that with the exception of Council Member Dick Peek, the council seems very intent on helping a private developer to the extent of not listening to constituents. Are you a big proponent of Bonanza Park?
I'm a proponent of, I love being, as I said, being in business in that area. It's a great place to have a local business, and it's a great place for locals to come, and it's a great place for our second home visitor to come, because those are the people that come to my store, and it's easy access. And so I think it's underutilized, and I think, I'd like to see it grow. I'd like to have some guidelines that will guide its growth. And I think it's, it's ripe for redevelopment. And I think that the best idea, the best plan for city council would be to work with a developer, not to give them more density or more growth, but to get the kind of project that will give the city the sense of community and preserve as much open space as possible, or give us our sense of community. So those are what I would look to when I'm helping a developer, and I don't consider it helping a developer. I consider it getting the project that best fits into Park City.
Yeah. Certainly, as a representative of the business community, what have you done over the past 4 years to encourage business development in Park City, especially given, you know, that it was a few tough years there with the recession.
It has been a few tough years, and we've been working with the county and trying to get an economic development plan together with the county to get an outreach to what bring businesses that would be appropriate for our resorts community and not dilute our businesses here.
So give me an example. I mean, how have you done that?
I won't say that, you know, we've contributed to the business. Zions has come up with a business help plan, and we've been contributors to that. The city has not done an active role in recruiting businesses, but we are interested in it and looking at it, and hopefully we'll be able to be more successful with that in the future.
Mm-hmm. And you also were pretty generous with a grant to All Resort Group to move, right?
Well, we were, and they are a successful business in town, but I believe we gave them $20,000. Is that right, Leslie?
Off the top of my head, I thought it was more than that.
But no, I don't think so, okay. Because I don't think we that is for new businesses or businesses moving into town, and so that was a vacant building. We have quite a few vacant buildings in the Prospector area. So that was, you know, a vacant building. So I think it's good to have that successful business. It can give us more job opportunities, too.
And 4 years ago, when you were running your first campaign, you said you were a concerned citizen, and it was very important to you to be able to have the next generation, basically our kids, to be able to live, work, and play in Park City. So what have you done in the last 4 years to ensure that could happen?
Well, the affordable housing is something that we were able to bring on Snow Creek, and that is housing that people were able be able to buy, and that is just a great neighborhood. And if I could find, or if the city could find, another area that we could do such another project, I would be thrilled. I think also we hope to, in the RDA area, we extended the RDA so that we would have monies to do more more affordable housing. And also we have, I forgot that one. Can't remember what I was going to say. Sorry, Leslie.
Mm-hmm. The council, though, I mean, you haven't required developers or anything to provide more affordable housing
we haven't
or anything
required,
with big developments
no,
or anything like that.
No, but we haven't had a lot of big developments come online and you know, I know what the other one was. It was the Green Park. It will be attainable, affordable and attainable, and marketplace housing. That's one thing the council has supported that. So that was the other affordable housing project that I was trying to remember.
Yeah, that's still, though, in the works. You think it's a go?
I don't know if it's a goal, but I would be committed as a council. I think having affordable housing and attainable housing in that area of town is important. So I hope that it will all work out. And, you know, and I would work towards that goal on that piece of property, whoever was in control of it.
All right. 4 years ago, you'd also said you thought that the city council threw out the baby with the bathwater when it reduced the authority of the Historic Preservation Board. Have you initiated anything to give more power back to the HPB, much like the Historic District Commission, its predecessor, had?
Right. Well, as a council, there was a decision made to we asked if the Historic District Commission would be able to look at all houses that were torn down in the area and or remodels done. The board, it was suggested by the council that go to the Historic District Commission and ask if that's what they wanted. At that time, the Historic District Commission did not want to take on that. As with historic preservation, what we've been able to do with the city is to now go forward with a complete study of our historic buildings on Main Street and in all of Old Town. So just having that detailed inventory will really help us in knowing what we can preserve and, you know, the state of things and if there's any buildings that we can help with historic preservation. I think, you know, one good thing about the downturn is that there hasn't been a lot of pressure, but the pressure is building up really strongly now. We are supposed to get a review back from the Planning Commission about how the guidelines are working, and then we are supposed to review the guidelines. But I have not been able to restore any power to the Historic District Board, much to my dismay.
Okay. I got to ask you, too. I mean, certainly in the Historic District, we have these new granite sidewalks. Are you happy with the look to those?
Well, right now I'm happy with the look out of them. I was when the granite was first suggested, I thought granite, but you know, it doesn't look shiny or black or multicolored. You know, it looks more rustic or similar to cement. It is supposed to be more sustainable, and that was primarily the reason why I voted to go with the granite. And I think that, you know, I think right now I'm happy with the way it looks. Time will tell if it fulfills its goals of being sustainable and lasting longer.
Hmm. Yeah, but granite's not even historic, is it? We don't have any granite around here, do we?
Well, there's granite in them there hills down near over by Snowbird and stuff, but Park City wasn't known as, you know, having the grand buildings. Those are all down in Salt Lake. But, you know, cement isn't historic either. And I did suggest that we go back to wood, but that was not looked on, fondly by everybody. So I don't think that you can, people have mentioned, you can't really tell the difference between the granite and the cement. So I don't think it's a problem with the materials. I think that the granite is supposed to be more sustainable. So I'm hoping that that is, in fact, what bears out to be true.
All right. You mean sustainable in terms of being extended in terms of time or sustainable in terms of being more environmental than cement?
Both. That's sort of what I was led to believe in the discussion.
All right. What about the reservoir in Round Valley that we've talked about now for 10 years? Should we have one?
Well, that isn't my decision. That decision should be the citizens of Park City if they want to have a reservoir in Round Valley. I love Round Valley. I love it the way it is. If we could get away without a reservoir, I'd be for that. You know, one thing that the council worked very hard on was getting a clause in our water agreement that stated that if Weber Basin Water District when they need to look at a project to expand our water capacities, that if they choose Round Valley and examine that, that we go through a public process and that Park City, the council, would have the final say on that. So we did not give up our right to make that decision. So I'm hoping that this is a discussion that we can talk about for another 20 years, Leslie, that we don't have to even look at having Round Valley. But when we do, it will be Park City's decision whether we decide that the need to store water, keep water rates down, whatever the decision is, that it be the people that live here at that time. And as I said, I hope it's 20 years in the future.
All right. Well, you wouldn't be on the council, but it is a council decision. I mean, residents don't get to vote on that.
Well, no.
Would you put it up for you think we should? It should actually be a vote by the people, whether or not.
Well, I think it should be a public process. And the council feels it when citizens speak up, and they welcome it because it's not fun to be making decisions on your own. It's much better to be able to be in a group and listen to everybody's opinions, and then the council would decide. I think I would leave that up to whether it goes to a vote to the future also.
All right. Finally, why should people vote for Cindy Matsumoto? They have today and tomorrow early voting, or, of course, Tuesday at the primary.
Well, as I said before, I think it's three things. I'm committed to the goals of the citizens of Park City, which is preserving our sense of community, our small town, our natural environment, and I've proven that in the past 4 years. I've gained a lot of knowledge over the past 4 years, and I think there's a steep learning curve that I can benefit the citizens, and I think I have the personality that would work well, will continue to work well, and help the citizens of Park City.
All right. Cindy, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Cindy Matsumoto, again, one of the incumbents running for re-election during this year's primary. Again, early voting continues today until 2 o'clock, or 10 to 2, I should say, and then on Friday from 10 to 5, primary election day. Polls are open between 7 and 8 p.m. next Tuesday, the 13th.